Welcome back. 3:48, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by the guy who writes the Washington Times nuclear option column, Charlie Hurt. Hello, Charlie. How are you?
Hey, Andy. How's it going?
All right. You're not stuck in an airport somewhere, are you, waiting because of the...
No, but I'm here. But I am down in Florida right now, and I hear that if you're flying into Washington, any of the airports around Washington, you're okay, because when they did the sequester cut,
Yeah. They
made sure that it didn't inconvenience any of the any of the very important lawmakers who need to ride in and out of Washington D.C. without delay.
Yeah, how bogus is this whole thing?
Oh, it's just absolutely crazy. You know what? I mean, where do these people come from? I mean, you know, what business, what family, what business in the world has not had to go through belt tightening and figure out how to do? Well, heck, even in good times, the whole point of a business is that you all are always trying to figure out how to do more with less.
Yep.
How do you do more with less? And then, but these jackals, not only are they incapable of doing more with less, when they're forced to do with less, what do? They turn around and say, well, we need to make sure the customer feels it. We're going to punish the customer for not giving us enough money.
Yeah, yeah. And meanwhile, today, I just made this announcement, Charlie, and I thought of you when I made it because I know how you love how we waste money in this country. I don't know if you caught the latest. $152,000 for voice therapy for transgendered.
Yeah. You know... You cannot make the stuff up. Literally.
Well, we don't have, you know, we can spend money on this kind of crap, but we can't spend it on controllers.
No. We didn't want that. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is. All right. I saw your column, Boston on Wrong Side of Gun Control Debate. You're right. It must have been a scary time for many last week, hiding in their homes in Boston. I'm wondering how many wished they were armed.
Yeah, and I think that had to have been sort of a universal reaction, of course, outside of Washington and outside of you media types, who always, I mean, I'm amazed at how reporters, even the ones that claim to cover the gun debate, I'm always amazed at how totally ignorant they are about everything from how a gun functions to sort of the whole basic Second Amendment rights that started all this. But it's just, these people, you know they were sitting there terrified. And it was probably, for a lot of them, the first time it occurred to them, hey, you know, we really are the first responders. First responders are the people that are standing there walking down the street and they get attacked by someone. That's the first responder.
Yeah.
Our blessed firemen and police that come, they're the second responders. And that's been the hallmark of America since its founding. And the idea that you would have these people that think that those first responders, you and me, should be disarmed, it's terrifying.
Yeah, and you know, it's pretty obvious by the number of gun and ammo sales right after the event in the general area that many realized they were that first responder you talked about.
Yeah, they just skyrocketed. But I also love how, you know, if a conservative doesn't like a gun or doesn't like guns, I have lots of conservative friends who are creeped out by guns. You know what they do? They don't buy a gun.
Yeah.
Yet when liberals don't like guns, they say you can't buy a gun. Yeah, it's totally crazy. It's sort of a control freak type thing.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the left thinks that because of this event last week, it's going to do more for their cause, of limiting the good guys and all of this.
How funny was that? I mean, I think I read at least two different stories where these great sun-sucking reporters who cover such experts on guns and gun control covering all this stuff announced that this would surely boost the arguments for gun control. What?
Yeah.
You mean because some of the strictest gun laws in the country in Massachusetts and specifically in Boston, that they work so well that that's right. These guys not only had handguns, rifles, but they also had exploding pressure cookers.
Yeah,
your laws are really working out very well.
Yeah, one reporter, I saw this one reporter, you know, he's like wondering out loud. He's saying, I'm wondering if the terrorist got their gun through a loophole.
Yeah, a loophole. You know, that's the eternal loophole is criminals break laws.
Yeah.
That's what they do. That's how, that's why we call them criminals. And the only people that, that are, you know, wind up being subject to these inane gun laws are the people who obey laws.
Mm-hmm.
It's suckers like you and me who are too, you know, too cowardly to just say, ah, screw it, I don't care if they're, I don't care if they make me a felon, I'm just gonna go get me a fully auto Tommy gun just for the heck of it.
I see where, Harry Reid, yesterday announced that he's going to introduce a bill that basically what it, it comes down to background checks for bombers.
Yeah, he
I'm serious.
It is amazing when you look at him, and I remember the feeling the same way about Nancy Pelosi. You look at him and you think, my goodness, how is it possible that the other party is so dumb and so bad that they can't take these people out? That they can't just drum them off the political stage, yet somehow they stick around, and I think it says a lot about our Republicans.
You know, it's funny. Frank Lautenberg was, I guess, one of the guys involved in this bill that Harry Reid introduced yesterday, and Lautenberg's been out sick, I think, for much of this year. But anyway, he was back, and he said, it defies common sense that anyone, even a terrorist, can walk into a store in America and buy explosive powders without a background check. And here's the funny part about it, in a strange way. You know, this guy evidently went to a fireworks display and bought up all kinds of fireworks, yeah, and then cut the fireworks open to get the gunpowder out of them.
Yeah, and I think probably what we should do is we should license terrorists.
Yeah.
And just require them, you know, they just to make, to get them to come out of the shadows.
Yes, of course.
And we could give them cards, that'd be tamper-proof card, biometric tamper-proof cards, legalize them, of course. And then it will all be on the up and up, and then we would know not to sell them firecrackers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get the terrorist out of his shadows. I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Offer them like sort of the Dream Act thing, where they can come into the country if they're, you know, if they've been here for a long time, they're okay. We give them legal status as a terrorist.
Yeah. Did you see where our top diplomat, speaking of being diplomatic, or in this case, undiplomatic? Did you see where John Kerry described compared the victims of the Boston bombing to the Turkish people that were breaking through the Gaza flotilla. It was
no.
Of course, you know, speaking to Turkish,
yeah,
to the Turks, and he was trying to relate to them about losing lives. But he compared these victims to the group of these people who were completely on a mission sponsored by terrorists and may very well have been terrorists themselves.
Mm.
We don't know that, but that was the highest diplomatic voice in the land decided to say that.
Yeah, and speaking of Kerry, you know, I saw a photo of him acknowledging one of the Chinese leaders that he met with recently, and you talk about something that really looked awkward. Kerry bowing. You know,
and he said that he wants to spark up a quote special relationship,
yeah,
with China, like, yeah, as if we're close to them as we are to the Brits.
Yeah. Oh well. All right, Charlie. Well, look, good column today, folks. If you haven't read it, check it out. Boston on Wrong Side of Gun Control Debate. It's by Charlie Hurt. It's in today's Washington Times. All right, Charlie. We'll talk next week. Thanks.
Thanks, Andy.
See ya. It's 3:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.